Welcome to OV English School. Today we travel with a man who only wants to go home. His name is Odysseus. He is coming back after the Trojan War, a famous Greek story about a long war at the city of Troy. But the sea does not let him go easily. Storms rise, monsters appear, gods watch him. Every step home becomes a test. Why does this old poem still speak to modern people? Maybe because its biggest question is still our question. What matters more, success, comfort, or home? As you listen, think about this. If an easy life waited far away, would you still choose the hard road back to your own people? Let's begin the journey in clear English, one step at a time. The Odyssey is an ancient Greek epic poem, a long story in poetic form, about heroes and danger. People connect it to Homer, a poet from Greek tradition. The poem took shape around the 8th century BCE, but the stories are older. For a long time, people told them aloud before they wrote them down. That is why the poem sounds strong when you hear it. It repeats key ideas and builds clear scenes. At the center of the story is one Greek word, nostos. Nostos means homecoming, especially a long return after war. Odysseus wants nostos after the Trojan War ends. He wants to reach Ithaca, the small island that is his home. This matters because Ithaca is not just land. It means his wife, his son, and the life he lost. From the beginning, the poem asks what makes a real hero. Is it fighting power or the ability to survive and return? Odysseus quickly shows that he is not a simple warrior. He is famous for metis, a Greek word for clever intelligence. He plans, he watches, he waits for the right moment. We see this when he meets Polyphemus, a cyclops, a one-eyed giant. Odysseus and his men are trapped in the giant's cave. They cannot push away the heavy stone at the door. So Odysseus uses his mind. He gives a false name, blinds the giant, and escapes under the sheep. It is a tense physical scene. We can almost feel the dark cave and hear the giant shouting. But that victory turns warm hope into fresh trouble. Polyphemus is the son of Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea. So when Odysseus hurts him, Poseidon becomes his enemy. Suddenly, the sea is not only water, it becomes a place of anger and punishment. At the same time, Athena, the goddess of wisdom, supports Odysseus because she respects clever thinking. Here, the story becomes more alive. One god blocks the road home, another helps from the side. Odysseus is still moving, but now the journey feels personal. Quick summary: Nostos means homecoming, and Metis means clever thinking. Odysseus needs both. Now ask yourself this. If you escaped a monster, would you stay quiet and sail away, or would you shout your name with pride? Odysseus does shout, and that proud moment makes his return much harder. The next part of the journey comes like a series of hard waves. First, Aeolus, the ruler of the winds, gives Odysseus a bag with dangerous winds locked inside. It is almost enough to save them. Ithaca is near. The men can almost taste home, but the crew grows suspicious. They open the bag thinking treasure is inside, and the winds explode. The ships fly backward across the sea. Then another disaster comes. The Laestrygonians, giant cannibals, attack and smash almost every ship. In only a short time, hope rises and collapses twice. After that, Odysseus reaches Circe, a powerful witch who lives on an island. She turns some of his men into pigs. This is not only magic for surprise, it shows what happens when people lose control and forget who they are. Odysseus does not run away. He faces her, speaks with her, and finally wins help from her. Notice the pattern. Again and again, he survives by action, speech, and self-control, not only by force. The story keeps teaching the same lesson, but in a fresh scene. Then the poem becomes darker. Odysseus travels to the underworld, the land of the dead in Greek belief. There he meets spirits and listens to painful truths. This scene slows everything down. There is no battle here, only voices, memory, and fear. He learns that glory does not protect anyone from death. He also learns that he must continue, even with loss behind him and danger ahead. It is a quiet scene, but emotionally it is heavy. The hero is no longer only escaping danger. He is learning what a human life costs. Let's pause again. So far, the sea has tested his body, and the underworld has tested his mind. What do you predict next? Another fight? Another temptation? In the Odyssey, the answer is often both at once. Soon the sirens appear. They are dangerous singers whose music pulls sailors to death. They do not attack with swords, they attack with desire. Odysseus wants to hear their song, but he also wants to live. So he makes a careful plan. He tells his men to tie him to the ship's mast and block their own ears. Then the song begins. He hears it, struggles, shouts, and begs to be released, but the ropes hold. This scene is easy to imagine, and that is why it stays in memory. Sometimes wisdom means building a trap for your own weakness before it is too late. Next comes one of the hardest choices in the poem. Scylla is a sea monster with many heads. Charybdis is a deadly whirlpool that swallows the sea. Odysseus must pass between them. There is no safe answer. He cannot save everyone. This moment feels painfully real because life also gives impossible choices. He chooses the path with the smaller loss, and even that hurts. The journey is not glorious here. It is full of fear, speed, and regret. After more suffering, Odysseus reaches Calypso, a magical sea nymph who lives alone on an island. She keeps him there for 7 years. She offers comfort, beauty, and even immortality, which means living forever. It sounds like a dream. No storms, no hunger, no war. But Odysseus still cries for home. Here we return to Nestos. Home is stronger than ease. He does not want endless comfort without his people. He wants a human life in Ithaca, even if it includes pain and age. At last, the Phaeacians help him. They are a rich seafaring people who welcome strangers kindly. Their behavior shows xenia, the Greek rule of hospitality. In ancient Greek culture, a good host gave food, rest, and protection. This was not just politeness. It helped keep society stable. The Phaeacians listen to Odysseus and carry him home. Their kindness matters because the poem later shows the opposite kind of behavior in his house. When Odysseus returns to Ithaca, the story does not become calm. It becomes tense in a new way. His son Telemachus, who has grown up without his father, must learn courage. His wife Penelope has stayed loyal for years, but she is not weak or passive. She delays her unwanted suitors by weaving cloth by day and secretly undoing it by night. Inside the house, another battle is waiting. The suitors eat the family's food, waste its wealth, and break Xenia by abusing their place as guests. So the final test is not crossing the sea. It is saving the home itself. One more Greek word helps us understand this ending, kleos. Kleos means glory or fame that lives in stories. Odysseus has already won kleos as a great warrior, but the Odyssey asks if fame is enough. He wants something deeper than public honor. He wants his own table, his own bed, and his own family. That tension gives the poem its heart. A person may win the world and still miss home. So here is the simple meaning of today's journey. The Odyssey is exciting because it has storms, monsters, and magic. But it lasts because its deeper story is human. Odysseus keeps choosing home over comfort, thought over force, and belonging over empty glory. That is why this ancient sea journey still feels alive. Question: what does Nestos mean in the Odyssey? Answer: it means homecoming, especially a long return home after war. Question: what does Metis mean? Answer: it means clever intelligence, the skill of thinking carefully and acting wisely. Question: why does Poseidon become angry with Odysseus? Answer: Odysseus blinds Polyphemus, and Polyphemus is Poseidon's son, so the sea god wants revenge. Question: what lesson do we learn from the siren scene? Answer: we learn that self-control matters, and planning for weakness can be wiser than trusting ourselves. Question: why did the suitors matter so much in Ithaca? Answer: they threaten Odysseus's home by wasting his wealth, pressuring Penelope, and breaking the Greek rule of hospitality. So why does the Odyssey still matter? Because it shows a truth people still feel. The road home is often longer than we expect. Strength helps, but wisdom helps more. Comfort can tempt us, but belonging can call us back. Today we learned a few key Greek ideas, not too many. Nestos is homecoming. Metis is clever intelligence. Xenia is hospitality. And all three help us understand Odysseus. He is not only a fighter, he is a man trying to return to the people and place that give his life meaning. Thank you for listening. Keep going with your English, one clear story at a time.